Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The first Build Dakota Scholarship recipients are set to graduate from tech schools across the state. The Full Ride Scholarship funds approximately 300 students seeking a skilled trade degree from one of South Dakota's tech schools. SDPB's Lee Strumager takes a look at programs the state has set up to grow a skilled workforce in rural areas.
Sarah Garrow checks out a child mannequin hooked up to a heart monitor in an emergency room replica at Western Dakota Tech in Rapid City. Garrow is a 31-year-old nursing student. She says she discovered a love for nursing when she was younger after her grandmother got sick.
I just saw the amazing work that they all did with her, the time she spent with nurses in hospitals, things like that. And I just decided, like, wow, you know, what they do really makes a difference in somebody's life.
As a mother of two, Garrow says affording the cost of tech school was out of the question. That's where the Build Dakota Scholarship Program came in. It paid for
all my books, all of my fees, clinical fees, everything. They paid for everything. There isn't anything that I had to pay out of pocket.
Garrow is set to graduate in May. She's part of the first group of graduates to receive a scholarship from Build Dakota. Build Dakota was established in part by two donations of $25 million, half from Denny Sanford, a South Dakota businessman and philanthropist, and the other half from the South Dakota Future Fund. Several construction, engineering, and electric companies have partnered with the program to help pay for a portion of student scholarships. Denny Amundson is the Build Dakota program manager. She says these partnerships help ease the demand for skilled workers in rural communities.
Sometimes they have to compete with these larger cities to get people to either come home or relocate. And I think especially giving the opportunity for these industry partnerships, not only can they grow their own talent by working with the technical institutes, but hopefully, you know, by cultivating that relationship and having that partnership, it'll bring them home back to their rural communities.
Amundson says industry partnerships stretch the scholarship's money even further. Build Dakota is one of only several funds and laws meant to develop and keep skilled workers in rural South Dakota. Last year, lawmakers increased the sales tax by half a penny to bump up teacher pay. Previously, South Dakota teachers were close to last in the nation for compensating teachers. This legislative session, lawmakers eased licensing requirements for certified nurse practitioners and nurse midwives. The new law removes the mandate that certified nurse practitioners have an agreement with doctors to get their licenses. Lawmakers also revised criteria for determining if a property is classified as ag land for property tax purposes to accommodate the shift in agriculture. In the Building South Dakota Fund, not to be confused with Build Dakota, lawmakers shifted funding in the program to assist in rural rental and rural home ownership. Other lawmakers, like Senator Jason Frerichs of Wilmot, hope the state can further encourage broadband access expansion.
I would hope we will see some changes happen here in South Dakota. We have invested heavily in broadband. Not so much we as a state, we've helped out and removed any roadblocks, but companies have invested in making sure that broadband high-speed internet access is throughout our entire state, and we just need to continue to do that. That will break down those barriers and help out our rural communities much more than anything else because it gives that incentive.
It was 19 that had dialysis.
Oh. Yep. Okay.
Back in Rapid City, Sarah Garrow prepares for her last day of clinicals at Regional Health Hospital.
This is Monday. He wouldn't have dialysis today.
So part of the catch for the Build Dakota Scholarship is working in South Dakota for 3 years. Garrow says that won't be a problem. She says she's always wanted to stay in South Dakota.
I was born and raised on the Cheyenne River Indian Reservation in Eagle Butte. And I just want to go home. I just want to be a nurse. I want to serve my community and my people.
Garrow says she hopes to work for the Indian Health Service Hospital in Eagle Butte. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.